Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. And fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Ha, 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 ha. Merry, merry Christmas. Welcome to RTWFC Bible Talk Show. And today, you're not going to hear the voice of Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. But other than that, you're going to hear the voice of Apostle Victor Abersong, host of our Celebration Talk Show. I'm sitting in for this wonderful man and woman of God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the opportunity of coming your way again. Again, I said, ho, ho, ho. This is just a sound that, you know, Santa Claus, they say, but Saint Jesus, Holy Jesus, we're talking about. Glory to God. Before we commence our show today, I want us to all together join our hearts and our hands together and talk to the one for this season. The reason for the season is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Immensely, we give you praise because you have given us joy unspeakable. Glory to God. We praise you. We adore you for giving us a day today to worship you with. And I believe many of us, oh God, may not have given you the best worship, but I'm apologizing on their behalf altogether. That, Lord, you receive them at this nick of time. We receive all praise, honor, and adoration today. I bind every demonic spirit that contradicts the pursuit of man's worship of the living God. I come against every demonic aspect in the air, in the land, and the sea. I crush them underneath in the name of Jesus. I say, you will not dare cross the bloodline. You will not dare cross the word of God to come forth with audacity and authenticity. Thank you, Lord, for Lord, your servants, Reverend Yearwood and Betty Yearwood, we bless you for them and bless you for the ministry you've given to them and called them out for. Bless them continually. And those who are listening from around the world, bless them. Make them know that you were the gift of Christmas. Thank you, Father God, for this show today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Let somebody say it. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, again, you're listening to RTWFC Bible Talk Show. This is a show hosted by Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. Like I said again, I'm stepping in to fill their big shoes, and I hope by the grace of God, I'll be able to do so. God bless you. We, in the series past, we've heard of the main course. You see, sometimes when you go to your restaurant, you get appetizers. We've had all sorts of appetizers, appetizers in the form of a religiosity in a different denomination and different religions and stuff like that. These are all appetizers, and they even take the taste out of your taste, out of you from eating the real food. But I pray that day that the taste return to you, that you will go after the real food, the main course. And the main course is the reason for this season. Hallelujah. We've had born again why you should be born again. And then we, now this part two today is sanctification. But I'm going to bring to you what the Lord has just shown me in the Bible. Come with me carefully, and then follow me closely too. Sanctification, sanctify. When you sanctify something, you set it apart. And this is the reason that God came back to set apart. I hope you be one of those whom God has set apart. And if you have not been set apart, you can jump on the bandwagon now. Before this show comes to an end, you'll be set apart. Not by your own making, not by your grandma's making, not by the family lineage making. It's you and you alone and facing God. The Bible says each one of us is going to stand before God and give account of reason whether we allowed ourselves to be sanctified or we denied the sanctification procedure that is made easy by the coming of the Son of the Most High God, and by the dying of this same Son of the Most High God, and by the shedding of the blood of this Holy Son of the Most High God in place of the animals and stuff like that, to take away all sin and iniquity. Glory to God. I want you to go with me to the book of Genesis. We want to start with where things started. Reason for sanctification, if I may just give us there, it just hears out of the word of God in Genesis chapter 2, when Adam was created. And then let me read from 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to till it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded. See, God gave responsibility. So I don't know how many of us are acting in the responsibility God has given. Don't take any other responsibility besides this. I know many of us have embarked on responsibilities that are not anywhere good. So if you are on the wrong responsibility, because Satan will want you to do something responsible for him, drinking, carousing, and stealing, cheating, warmonging, name it, idol worship, those are all responsibilities. Many of us are very faithful at that, but it will go nowhere. We will end nowhere. To those of you who are joining us, you can just call in via 347-308-8524. 347-308-8524. If you want to join the show, glory to God. And those of you in the chat room, just shalom, shalom. Just come along with us. Back to Genesis to know where something happened. Again, I read, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. There was a tree that was sanctified, set apart, not to be touched. But watch what happened. Watch what happened here. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. Okay, watch this closely. Come with me closely. And what happens when there's a failure on this aspect, which is many of us are eating all kinds of information out there. Today we have what is called World Wide Web. Web of what? Web of information. What do you allow come into your system produces the kind of person that you may have been or you are now. Read on. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Can I say one thing? That many have been sanctified and many have died. I repeat it again. Many have been sanctified, many have died. What do we use for sanctification? It is the word. I was just watching a show about Mama's Boy, and as you're speaking, the Lord do teach us lessons in every angle. There's a young lady called Megan. Megan was just a service girl. She even didn't go out there to look for love from these three young men who 32 ladies are hunting for. They've been set aside. And then they began to call the three girls out and said, okay, if you are asked to stay, then you accept it. If not, you pack and go home. So this girl being so good, taking care of everybody, washing dishes, I mean, her character is superb. But when she was given a chance to stay, she didn't want to. And now, by only a word, people are set apart. By only another word, they are discarded. Words are very paramount in our day-to-day operation. That's why the Word of God is very vital. That's why we have to knock off a lot of garbage that Satan has laid on us. The Bible says faith cometh. What kind of faith? There is faith already existing. But the God kind of faith comes by hearing the God kind of word, and the God kind of faith by the word. So let's make ourselves prepared, even in this season, to hear the word. And we'll hear that as the announcement comes. Hallelujah. Now, the day that it is there will surely die, and many people are dying right now, even as I'm speaking. When you turn off your ears from hearing the word, you die. Because you cannot stop your ears from hearing something. Your action was predicated by what you heard. Some people were told that man was made out of, came out of the Bang Theory, or some said we came out of Abe. And I don't know, years have gone by. The Abe family has not showed up since thousands of years. Let me start with 2,000 years now. No Abe has showed up to produce a human being. That means it is a fallacy. It is untrue. As a lie, because we know the author of lie. So here we find separation, and we're talking about, there are two words here. One of them is separation, being discarded, and the other one is separation for acceptance. Which one do you take? Separation to be discarded or separation to be accepted? Now, you see in Genesis chapter 3 how this news ends came in to twist the truth. And he said how man was taken. God said, you shall surely die. But this guy said, you shall not surely die. And said that God must be hiding something from them. You see how the devil can just lower people to damnation. God is hiding something from you. That's why he doesn't want you to know. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to go from where separation took place to the announcement. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 1. My God. And between that moment and now, we've had, even in our book of Isaiah, the Bible says, a virgin shall give birth to a man, a son, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace. You see, he got all the qualities that you cannot go wrong. Do you hear what I'm saying? He got the qualities and the attributes that when you learn of him, you cannot go wrong. Yeah, so if you find yourself in the wrong, you can get right. Luke chapters 1 from 26, the annunciation of Jesus' birth. My God, Jesus, the same Jesus announced that the day Adam and Eve eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil, I was saying this. This is my point here. I mean, it might be correct by the Holy Spirit. You see, there was already good, and the only missing item was bad, evil. God created all things and looked at it and said, very good. And I'm going to bring my good man, created in my own image, to feel it, to enjoy. While he was saying that, listen to me. Each time you're hearing the word of God, Satan is listening, because the word of God that you hear right now is coming public. It's not hidden. As you hear it and begin to embark to walk on it, Satan is on the corner. He will jump on and say, do you think that word is correct? No, don't believe that man. He's not telling the truth. This is the truth. You shall not surely die. He's just keeping something away from you. You have not explored life. Explore, drink, carouse, fornicate, commit adultery, rob people. That's life. That's it. And you will say, and take it in. You eat that information, you die immediately. People are dead living. They are dead but living. Or they are living dead, sorry. Many of us are living dead. Instead of becoming dead living. Dead living is when you become in Christ. You're born again and you mortify your flesh, your members upon the earth. And you kill them, maim them, cause them not to mislead you. You become living dead, not the dead living. Hallelujah. Let me go back to that. Now, Jesus announced, told them this is what's going to happen, but watch what the angels are going to announce. This is re-entry. He left for a long time. He picked up the man, the person in person of Father Abraham, picked up a lot of other people, and who displayed his attribute. Noah, Enoch, they displayed his attribute. They stayed, they were separated, they were sanctified. Like Noah. Noah was a mockery in his days. Some of you may say, in my school they mock me, in my home I'm the only Christian, and therefore I look out of place. No, you are very much in place. Everybody else is out of place because you are sanctified. Look at yourself as set apart for the glorious King. Esther was picked and set apart for the King. I'm telling you, it was a shocker that a slave girl, that's the way God performs. You may be a slave to whatever thing, and when you hearken to the call of God, answer it, you are set apart, special, irrespective of where you were born, what family you were born in. It don't matter. What matters now is that you met the qualification. You met. See, Esther in her days was living the separated life, the sanctified life, separated from the world. Today, there's a whole mixture of the world and the church together, and you can't separate the both. The world lies, the church lies. The world hate, the church hate. Come on now. Where is the sanctification? The set apart. And what sets apart is not a religious ritual. It is the word of God. You shall, I shall, everyone shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you apart. No wonder the Bible says, they that will live a set apart life for God shall suffer persecution. You know what? The devil said, I bought this place from Adam. I didn't pay him money, but I kicked him out. So if you do anything outside this, that's why today the church was sleeping, and the politicians and other public men are saying, you cannot. There's something that's going on. I just got an email about it. So if you don't have it, just keep your ears open. There's a group of people who've sued. They say they sued Sister Joyce Myers, Joel Austin, and all preachers to stop preaching. And the case is in with the federal court or whatever. So the believers are asked now to sign a petition. They had signatures of 200 and something thousand signatures to buttress their point. Where is the church? to because we've been sleeping. We're just like they are, so they don't feel any difference. They challenge us. You can't challenge the anointed one. You can't challenge the anointing. If we let the anointing by the sanctification that God is calling for happen in our life, give ourselves more to the Holy Spirit than anything else, than any religious ritual. We are stuck with ritual, teaching for doctrine, the tradition of men. We don't need traditions of men. We need the culture of heaven, kingdom agenda. When we embark on kingdom agenda, we will be on the top. They need to come to us to get answers, not us going to them to get answers. No wonder there are players around. Come on now. Wake up, church. Let's wake up. Now, let me read this quickly. Now, from 26 of Luke chapter 1, and in the sixth month, and six is the number of man, God visited man even in the day he created man. Six months. Remember that, six. Angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, a time to announce sanctification upward has happened, not separation for downward this time. No. Number 27, so a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. We know him by name, Mary. 28, and the angels came into her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. My God, you're hearing this word now. Don't take it for granted. You are highly favored. You are picked up, just like these girls I was talking about. The third year of them as against three young men with their mothers on the side. And you cannot compact all of the three into three, except you just kill them. So, but if God has chosen to come to you through this medium now, why not throw your hands up? Let's see what Mary did to respond. Hallelujah. See, your response matters. If you don't respond when God is speaking, somebody else will pick up. The devil will pick up and say, okay, come on, don't say nothing. Close your mouth. Don't pray. Don't even ask God for forgiveness. Don't even ask God. Because when you ask God for forgiveness, let me touch the point of forgiveness. Forgiving one another and forgiving oneself. When you ask for forgiveness, you prepare yourself for separation. You're cleansing yourself because you say, no, I'm sorry I did this wrong and I'm sorry about it. See, you're on your way to sanctification. You know, sanctification does not just merely mean that you're sanctified, that you're you cannot step on an ant. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 9, see, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God does the sanctification while we do the submission. You hear me? Let me repeat it again. God does the sanctification, the setting apart, when we do the submission to him. All right, let's see what Mary responded. Hail, thou art highly favored. Somebody is highly favored as you're listening to this show right now. Your life is about to change. Okay, you agree? By next 2009, you will not be the same anymore. Can you say amen to that? Come on, go ahead, say amen. And the Lord is with thee. Woo, this is good. Good news, like the president said, the president is with thee. Blessed are thou amongst women. My God, you're choosing like good old Esther. She said, you've been picked up. You're blessed among all the ladies who were gunning for the position. Hallelujah. Number 20. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. You see, this is something she's not hurt, but trouble for one thing. I know because she is in the spirit, she must know that something is happening. But this is something, it's a surprise. So sometimes you get shocked surprise. You know, like somebody will say, tears of joy. It's just tears are associated with sorrow. But this, in most of the times, tears of joy associated with joy and happiness. So she was perplexed a little bit because she had not seen this before. This is a rhema coming to her, revealed word to her, not to many women out there, you know. And like this, Megan was perplexed that she was picked. And she looked at herself and looked at other ladies and said, of all these girls, she cried and turned down the offer to be picked up, to be made one of the ladies that one of these young men will marry. You know, and the young man was disappointed and said, anyhow, okay, let's get a substitute coming. And the substitute came in, and that young man was perplexed to say, what? What kind of a person is this? And the life of that girl, Megan, touched. I'm hoping that she's a believer. She didn't want to just go along with the flow of iniquity because there was kissing and carousing. I didn't think she wanted to do that because she was serving everybody in the house. Wash dishes. She goes after them and cleans the house. And she was just top-notch. Now, so here, Mary felt that way. Glory to God. Now, I want to take this shortly, and then we'll take a musical break sometime to come. And we're going to go through the response. If God speaks to you, you have to respond. Some of us don't respond. Some of us just hear the words and just swallow them and put them on the side, and the devil said, forget about it. Don't even touch it. It don't mean anything. It means a lot for God to personally or send his agent to come to you to create you apart from every other person. And some of us are taking it lightly when God is calling for sanctification, even in this day and time. And those of us who are turning down sanctification, God is going to turn some of us down in our ministries, in our homes, in our businesses, and name it. God is not going to spare, because he said, I'm promoting you, and you want to stay demoted with Satan? You better cut that off now. Now, okay, the thing, the trouble at his saying, and consider in her mind what manner of greeting these should be. Now, she's getting close to responding now. And the angel said unto her, fear not, consolation, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. One more push. Glory to God. Let's go again. 31, and behold, thou shalt conceive in that womb. Somebody needs to conceive Jesus. Don't let him be born in a manger. You need to conceive Jesus. And you cannot deliver him out. He stays in there and takes over your inner being. All right? We don't deliver human beings after Jesus was delivered by Mary. You don't receive him and deliver him out. Anybody who delivers Jesus out, that means you are rejecting him. You have to allow him grow and take over everything in you. The way you move, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you listen, the way you hear, the way you see, the way you smell, the perceive things, totally changes and has to change. Glory to God. See, you have been favored. Don't be afraid, Mary, for thou hast found favor. Somebody has found favor. Come on now. Found favor. Glory to God. Number 32, and he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give him unto him the throne of his father David. My God, to become a vessel of honor, and people are joking over it. And some of you don't want to be promoted this way. It's going to be a shame. Let's take a musical break right now as we go to one of our brother Tim's song. Okay. Go back to God. Glory to God. It's time to go back to him.
America has strayed so far away. We don't know how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. But there's still hope.
Brother Tim, for that song. Let's turn back to God. This is what sanctification is all about. You're listening to RTWFC Bible Talk Show today with your host, Apostle Victor Eberson, filling in for the great man and woman of God, Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. Just thank God for that song. And this is the reason for this season. So let's just get back to God. Let's turn back to God. You know, the devil is turning people away from God and do not listen. People are getting so ungodly because the Bible says in the last days a lot of people are going to be very, very ungodly. Don't care about God and they care about the things that God owns. That's a shame. You see, we want the money that God owns because he said money, gold is mine, silver is mine. The whole world belongs to him. And if you want to have these things and don't want the owner of these things, you are making a mockery of yourself. But tonight, in this very moment, I trust that you will not make that mockery no more. You will accept the sanctification, the setting apart. See, people, many of you have been told by the devil, oh, this thing is too hard. Righteousness, in the case of Adam, when he was created, there was no need for righteousness because he was just like God, you know. That because he adapted to the information, remember this, the words can turn you backward or push you forward. And that's where we are today. Thank God for Jesus who came back to restore that. Let's go back to Luke chapter 1, verse 33. I'm talking about the separation by death in Genesis chapter 2, and then the announcement by the birth of the Son of the Most High God in Luke chapter 1. And see that God is very mindful to bring us back to himself and make us special. Some of you want to be special. Some of you want to associate with special people. If you associate with all the special people in the world and do not associate yourself with the King of Kings, you haven't done one bit. So tonight, make up your mind and do a whole lot. Hallelujah. Number 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. You see, Jacob here is a depiction of flesh. If God, Jesus, is not ruling over your flesh forever, see, because if he rules only a few days, there's the tendency for Jacob's resurrection. The Bible calls him a heel catcher, slick willy. He's very cunning. He's gifted, but he's very cunning. The cunningness came not from he's one of some of the attributes are derived from the fallen nature. He was turned from Jacob to one who has power, sharing the same audacity with God. Hallelujah. Say, all powers in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go ye and sanctify people, if I may use the word. Let's sanctify. Let's bring them away, you know. Pull them out of hell, sanctify them, separate them for the best that is yet to come. You see, Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. That's what we're asking each one of us to be part of. You cannot lose becoming part of this kind of gang. This is the JC gang, hallelujah, of Jesus' miraculous conception. Now, hallelujah. Now, then said Mary, this is a response right now. This is very vital. Let's cue in here and learn the lesson from this great woman of God. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be? Mary has signed all on the dotted line already. How shall this be? I'm willing to go with it. Within this confine, you can find another person whose head is so thick. How can I know this? When already the knowing is right in your nose, and yet you're asking, how can I know this? You know it blind. You know it dumb. You don't want to know it that way. Seeing I know not a man. This is the truth. Now, the angel answered and said unto you, if you want to carry out a good conversation with God, I want to give you a secret, or give us a secret, because I have to partake in it too. Don't go to God and to ask him questions that are very, very arrogant. God hates pride. Just go. Yes, you don't know, but submit yourself in that, in your questioning. And you see answers will roll up. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest. You want to see a miracle happen to you? You change overnight. Shall overshadow you. This was what was covering Adam and Eve. But when they got the wrong information, the covering went away. This announcement is loaded with goodies. Announcement is loaded with goodies. That we are getting back the cover that Adam lost. A cover thee, therefore, also, that the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. My God. You no longer will be called Son of Man. You become Son of God, Son of Man. You hear what I'm saying? If you're born again today, you become both Son of God and Son of Man. You know, dual citizenship. The citizenship of this world by birth, and the citizenship of the kingdom of heaven by rebirth. So that's what God wants us to have. Dual citizenship. Hallelujah. And behold, thy cousin is just informing for another announcement. Elizabeth had also conceived a son in her old age. You can see a miracle here at extreme ends. You say, I'm too old for a miracle. I'm too young for a miracle. The answer is, you're not. Either way, you are not. You're not past a miracle yet. Here's somebody is listening to this. You say, oh, I've been praying for God to send me a husband or send me a wife, and I'm almost getting old and done. Or a child. You are not. You are at your ripe age. You see, when Anna prayed, see, the barrenness of Anna, some of you are listening to this broadcast right now, your predicament is a stage for your prestige. Anna did not know that her barrenness was about to make her our most popular woman in the face of the earth by the birth of the son she tithed the son away. She tithed the son. You may say, how? Not money. Tithing was not just, is not associated to just money. Time, children, anything. The first. Cut out the first of your income, the first of your increase, and give it to God. And when she did that, God said, take it. She became more popular than her fellow woman. Her children became more better off than hers because she was mocking her. That, oh, yeah, you're old now. You don't have a child. And my husband will not love you because you have no link with him. You cannot boast of a contribution from him in your life. But God says, don't worry. With God, all things are possible. Nothing shall be impossible. Glory to God. Now, let's see. Cousin Elizabeth had conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month. Six. Some of you are at your sixth moment. So, catching on it. Get a makeover from heaven. Sixth moment, sixth day God created man. So get created, and this is your sixth moment. Hallelujah. Six month with her, who was called barren. Number 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Some of you may say, oh, okay, sanctification, I've tried it. You've tried it on your own. But why not yield to God and let God take over and turn you around? Some of us are like somebody wanting a haircut and will sit in the barber's seat. And when the barber pulls your head to one side so that he could have it easy to give you a good haircut, you stiffen your neck. And it pushes this way stiffen. And sometimes you might even cause the barber to cut you with a scissors because you're non-cooperative. Anytime we are not cooperating, that's what we face. Some of us are not cooperating with God at all. And that's why we're facing the hardest time. Don't say because you're facing a hard time, it's because you're not cooperating. Some of you are very much cooperating with God to the point that you're even losing out, like the prodigal son's brother. He was so obedient, so all in it, but yet missing out, blinded in having the liberty to enjoy life in the house. Some of you are so rigid, tugid, not flexible in the house. You're doing everything. But that's not sanctification. That's sanctification, your own time, because we could easily embark on our own. You want to be Mr. or Mrs. Perfect. And that's where it becomes very dangerous. Many of us are trying to be perfect, and when we try our best to be perfect, we pat ourselves on the back. When you see another imperfect child of God, you know what you say? You run them down. If you are in God's machinery of sanctification, you will not even raise up your word against any child of God. Even if they're falling, you will not do that. All what you do is you will learn to say, oh no, I can understand that it's not easy to try to become sanctified by self, because Satan will not allow you to be sanctified by your own self, by my own self, except we take on the sanctification of God. Mary said, how shall these be? Come on now. You may say, how shall sanctification be since I have done all kinds of things? And with even Elizabeth, how can an old woman be impregnated? He said, don't worry about that. Leave that to me. Put that charge on me. I take care of it. That's why I say, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Somebody is listening now. There's a miracle coming your way. With God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. This is a final analysis right now. She signed the dotted line. She's ready to go. And this is it. This is the moment we've been waiting for. Be it unto me according to the word. This is now sanctification. And the angels departed from her. See, when the angels got a full cooperation of sanctification, she said, you're done. You got it. Already you had it, but you did not get played out of it. Satan will always want to play any one of us out of this set apart, spatial. I know there's a one of our people, a bunch of good, loving people. They said Mary died a virgin. But I could see in the word where she bore children, and some of them happened to become disciples and apostles of the Most High God, James, and had sisters and brothers. So don't let the devil take away the truth out of the truth. Hallelujah. It said, be it unto me according to your word. Glory to God. Be it unto me. Can we in this say, Lord, I know I've been in church for quite a while. I've been preaching for many years, and I've been struggling with this. Give up the struggle. Just say, be it unto me according to your word. I want your word. I put away my words. Some of us are fussing with God like good old Jacob. Jacob was using his caliber of sanctification as a slick willy, as a heel catcher, to come back with God trying to sanctify him. And when God said, this guy is too strong for me, he got too drunk with self, satanic self. And finally he said, I'm going to do something. I'm going to pull something away from him and make him to demand, to call for help. Because without that, he's too macho. How many of us are like that? And it's high time for God to see submission. Like Mary. This is the final analysis for all that God is looking for in this day and time. It's be it unto me according to your word. And the Holy Spirit has been struggling with that with the church for a year now. Otherwise, the Holy Ghost would have been doing more rather than trying to get people lined up. And he's not even getting that. So when we are lined up, then he will begin to fulfill every word as we go lined up. The Bible says when the disciple was sent by Jesus, when he resurrected, he went behind them, confirming every word with signs following. When you yield to him, signs follow. Number 39 of Luke 1. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. You see, when you have the same anointing that another brother has, not by denomination, because if it were denomination, there should have been all both of them old. There's one denomination of the youngest and another denomination of the oldest. But they see what they're going to, how they're going to come together. Hallelujah. And entered into the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. This is what connecting anointing is all about. That's what God needs for the church these days. Forget about denominationalism. If you are led by the Spirit, filled by the Holy Spirit, and living the life, it will be easy for me to communicate with you. Some of you are listening to me right now. You may ask, what's my ministry? Am I a Pentecostal? Am I a Baptist? That is uncalled for. Check me out in the Spirit. Oh, I check you out in the Spirit. Do I find you in the Spirit? You are what God says you are. That's the sanctification that matters the most. And some of us have been taught to stay away from that. Some of us have stay away from those people who talk in tongues. And there are some of us who talk in tongues, they talk glossolali. It's empty tongues, not backed up by power. Not backed up by popular demand from heaven. You know, we need to do these things. We need to return to the originality of things. And this is why the announcement came. You know, the announcement came for reentry of the Most High God, a return of the saint. Hallelujah. I watched a series some time ago, Simon Templar, The Return of the Saint. I don't know how to coin that. But that was a good word, Return of the Saint. So the saint was out. Now the saint is back. Glory to God. See, the babe leaped. See, that's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth leaped to worship the Master. Hallelujah. The babe leaped in the womb, in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, Jesus just released the Holy Ghost, said, John the Baptist, you're going to go before me, but I'm going to give you my spirit to set the stage so that when I come, things are smoothing up. Glory to God. How many of you do not have the Holy Ghost baptism with evidence of speaking with the language of heaven, not just glossolalia, not just for fun, backed by the power from above? Hallelujah. As we're going close to the, because I'm going to be closing up right now, let me quickly, I'm going to pray for somebody to really be set apart. You've been an agent of darkness for quite a while, and your day has come to become an agent of light forever. Hallelujah. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are thou among women." The same word that angel Gabriel gave. See, when God called you, he called you. Some of you are shying away from your calling. Some of you, because people don't use the word apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. We know the popular ones are evangelist and pastor. Those are not the only calling. And some of you are very arrogant. When somebody says, yeah, I am an apostle, some of these words are not just words because people want to take on that title, because that's the calling. And when you call, just like you say, call Jesus, Jesus, thou son of David, there's an impact when you call the name. There's a great impact when you call the name of somebody's name. You're calling the gift out of them. You're calling them out to full operation. You know, when Jesus called Lazarus, he would have said, "Everybody come out," and everybody would have come out. He picked him out and called him, and the anointing came and brought him out. That's what it is with the power of words. Hallelujah. Say, "Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" My God, this is a little girl being highly elevated. "For lo, as soon as the voice of thy greeting sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy." How many of you, "Joy to the world, the son of," you think that song was carved out of nowhere? Jesus, these guys never showed up in the physical, but they already, it's joy. No more sadness and sorrow, but joy, joy, joy. Heaven's a fullness of joy is spilling over to the earth. I did a teaching some time ago. I said, salvation didn't start in the earth. It started in heaven. Revelation chapter 2. They sang and praised God for joy because, hallelujah, because the accuser of the brethren was cast out, and now there was peace in heaven. Salvation has come. That's what they said. Salvation has come. Now, to finalize it, verse 45, "And blessed is she that believeth." That's where I want to pray right now. "Blessed is she that believeth, for they shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." Many of you, many of us are saying, "Well, God, whatever you said to us is not happening yet." But what do we do? Let me show you what should keep us on course. See? "And blessed is he or she that believeth." So how many believers are here today? You may be going through some things. I'm saying to you, there's an announcement to you that there's a performance of those things which has been spoken by the Lord. I want you to pray with me shortly. You want Jesus to come into your heart? Say this after me. Say, "Father God, I realize I was separated to the wrong group, but today I hear that the announcement of the sanctification has taken place. I want to be in that group right now. Move from the left, go to the right, and walk in the center forward. Forgive my sins. I'm sorry that I've offended you. My ways have not pleased you. But today, I'm repenting of all that. Father, come into my heart. Be my personal Savior and Lord. Wash me with the blood of your Son. And I accept the words of your Son, that with God nothing shall be impossible. I can be sanctified. Thank you, Father God, for coming to my heart, washing me cleansed from all unrighteousness. Father, I thank you, for Satan is no more my Lord. Thank you for I'm born again in Jesus' name. If you pray that, I want you to know that a new life has begun. So make time and then get to a church around you and grow from there. If you're sick in the body, I want you to just stretch your hand and receive this announcement that this son born was going to do marvelous, redeem, cast out Satan, and heal the sick. Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. Be healed, be made whole, and tell somebody. Write or get in touch with Reverend and Betty Yearwood. Tell them that you prayed with me and something is happening to you. And ladies and gentlemen, we are almost coming to the end of this show tonight. My name again is Apostle Victor Abersong. I have a show right here called Hour of Celebration Talk Show. It airs out on Wednesdays, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To come aboard, you can call in at 646-478-5813. 646-478-5813. And that's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. You can email me for any reasons for engagement, preaching engagement. Email me at Apostle Vic.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the way's been long and the way's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. Rock, and my mind's made up. Though I walk the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock, and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up.